We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your biggest hurdle right now that you got to overcome in the playoffs is going to be how your manager uses his pitchers. That right now is your biggest hurdle. It ain't your offense. It ain't your defense. It ain't who you put out there per se for starter. It really isn't the middle of your bullpen. You know, Swarzak and Newcomb can do enough things. It's who's going to pitch at the end and probably how you handle game number three. It's going to be about what your manager decides to do with those guys. And I'm telling you, like, if he comes out and tells me that the reason he's not pitching Mike Soroka longer is that it's the load management and we don't want to eat up innings because he's my game 1-4-7 starter, okay. If that's the reason why, John, then I'll be with you.
You got to win the division for, because no, everything you're saying is fine. But if you don't win this division, then none of what you're saying matters. I know that if one of our pitchers has got a shutout going with 84 pitches after seven, if you pull him, I'm going to scream bloody murder.
Get ready to scream bloody murder. Because I don't. What tells you that your manager is going to do something
different? Melanson's ERA so far is 9.82. Green's is 11.25. And Martin's is 13.50. Now, look, these guys can pitch. They all have histories, all right? And so I can't believe that this is going to continue as bad as it is. And they're going to settle in, and they're going to be better than this. Question is, how much better? You know, I mean, how much more, you know, faith will you have in Shane Green to be able to trot him out there with a 3-2, 4-3 lead in the bottom of the ninth inning at Chavez Ravine and know that you have a chance to win the game? By the way, I had a little bit of a problem, even though he got the save yesterday, of sending Luke Jackson out there. And here's the problem I had. It says to me, you know, if you're out in that bullpen that you, I mean, maybe you haven't, look, you haven't earned it, but when you don't have, you have such little faith, you just traded for three guys who are your 7, 8, 9 guys, all of whom have better resumes than anybody out there in that bullpen, and you're scared to go to them. That's what it says. You're scared to bring them into the game. Now, you may have good reason. You may be sitting in your car thinking, damn right, we're scared. Look at what they, you know, well, okay. But when you're scared, that does not exactly engender, a good belief among these guys that here's a big moment in a big game and you have to go to 77 because you're too scared to go to the other guys? Golly.
Well, Abe and I got in this big discussion in the bullpen about, and, you know, he was saying that part of the reason why Shane Green didn't get put in yesterday is because he'd pitched in back-to-back nights. And that's true. But I'm also looking. He threw 22 pitches in those two games total. You mean to tell me that he can't come out for a third night in as close to a must-win game as you've had? You literally haven't had more of a must-win game at this point of the season than last night. And you mean to tell me that he threw 22 pitches total in back-to-back nights, but he can't come in for a third night?
I know. He's your closer? Pitchers, yeah, I don't understand it either. Yeah. Again, Bruce Sutter would say, I pitched in 7 straight games. What are you talking about?
Let me tell you. So they've got three games.
You used to have closers that would make 90 appearances.
Right. So let me ask you a question. Game 2, 3, 4, and that's here in Atlanta, 2 in Wrigley, and those are one-run games. Shane Green can't pitch all three of those games to help me close it out?
Of course. Of course he can.
Oh, but he can't do it. Oh. I say I'm confused. This is where I get confused about.
Yeah, I mean, the management of the pitch. You know, this team fired Chuck Hernandez and brought in Rick Kranitz. Because they had to figure out, you know, Kranitz was a pound the zone guy, and they had to get rid of the walks. Well, obviously that hasn't worked, and I'm not sure that this has really worked either. So, and I'm not blaming Rick Kranitz. I'm just saying it hasn't worked.
And look, I get that these guys haven't pitched as well, but at the same time, and this is what I was saying to Abe, the general manager of this team made sure he made the statement that we just traded for three guys that can close games. That was his exact words. He didn't say, well, we upgraded our bullpen and we did some things to strike more guys out. His exact words were, we bought three guys in here that have closing experience and can close out games and have closed out games. That was his term. And he's the guy who came on radio, on the broadcast, and said, we need to shore up our bullpen. Okay? And I know everybody's going to tell me, well, it's just a one-game thing. Okay, the manager's so loyal to that 77 guy that that's the guy that he decided to choose. Because I guess Shane Green can't pitch 3 days in a row after throwing 22 total pitches. And he threw one inning total in two games. 22 pitches. Threw 13 the night before, 9 the night before that. So he's not available after 22 pitches. And that guy's an all-star, and he's 22 out of 25 in saves this year.
Your point is, how they manage the pitching staff is a concern to me. I agree.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.